My entitled friend constantly destroys other people's buildings in our Minecraft server, leaving things in absolute rubble and ruining the experience for everybody involved. And after dealing with this for so long, I finally snapped after this guy destroyed one of my builds that took me 4 months to make. And now, after banning him from my server, I'm now being called a jerk, and I'm struggling to understand if I made the right decision. Here's what happened. This story also came from the Am I the Jerk subreddit. Check the links in the description if you would like to submit your own story. Okay, to start things out, I'm a 26-year-old male from Australia who loves to play video games, especially Minecraft. I play Minecraft with a group of guys who are from New Zealand, and there's 7 of us in total. I met them in 2014 while playing Grand Theft Auto on the Xbox 360, and we've all been friends ever since. In 2019, Minecraft turned 10 years old and started its big comeback, and my friends and I all jumped at the opportunity and played it together. We would play it on just one world, where we would only be able to play when the owner of the world was on. At the start of the pandemic and not being able to go outside, I decided to open a realm. And in case you don't know what a realm is, it's a server for Minecraft where anyone can go on whenever they want, even if I wasn't online. And this was really fun for all of us, as some of my friends are really creative at building stuff. Unfortunately, in every group of friends, there is always a jerk who ruins the fun for everyone. And that person in this case is someone by the name of Jason. Jason is not their real name. He was one of those types of people who just had an itchy trigger finger. So if you build something in the realm and left it for the night, chances are when you get back on, it would have been blown up. He's also made some awful jokes, doing things in game that are just completely inappropriate, that are just not funny, and they really just make everybody feel awkward. He would invade people's areas and build something that was really stupid, or something that was just super offensive. And even one time, he built a bunker underneath one of my friend's houses while also putting a really offensive symbol on the front of it. But you know what? After dealing with this for so long, I finally snapped, and I decided that enough was enough. I was building a castle in the realm, and I had just finished it. It took me 4 months to make it, and it could have taken me about 2 to 3 months, but in the process of building it, I was moving out of my parents' house, and I had a lot of stress with work and getting home late, and I just couldn't be bothered to get on and finish it. After I finished it, I sent a photo of it to our group chat on Facebook just to show it off. Everyone was so excited about it, and everybody mentioned how good it looked. And in the back of my head, I was just really hoping that Jason would leave it alone, because trust me, he's on thin ice. If he destroyed anyone's build ever again, he would get the ban. But oh, how I was so wrong. I logged out and I went to bed, and the next morning I was gonna start designing the inside of the castle and possibly do some expansion on it. But when I got into the realm, my heart lodged up against my throat. All I saw was a massive crater where my castle was supposed to be, with half of it missing and the top part still intact. I was more than angry at this moment. I was absolutely raging. So after I calmed down, I quickly grabbed my phone and went into the group chat to yell at Jason. I saw that when I got on, all of them were in a phone call. So I went in and absolutely raged. I jumped into the call and I started yelling at him. I said to him, "What is wrong with you? I spent 4 months making that castle and you just had to be your jerk self." He tried to claim his innocence, but I was not having it. I told him time and time again, "If you do it to me or anyone else, I will ban him." So you know what? That's exactly what I did. He was banned as soon as I got out of the call and back into the game. But now I'm wondering if I did the right thing, because now my friends are telling me to add him back, but I simply can't trust him anymore. So am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? No, you are absolutely not the jerk in this scenario. And before anyone tries to like make fun of this scenario and be like, "Wow, it's just Minecraft," here's the thing. Some of these builds take a long time to make. Like, this guy spent 4 months working on this thing. If I spent 4 months building something up just to have it then torn apart by some jerk who likes to grief other people, I would lose my mind. I would be banning him so fast there wouldn't even be a discussion. Because here's the thing, none of your other friends did this. No one else would be so low as to do this to you. Jason is the only one with a record in this regard, and unless someone's trying to like sabotage him or something like that, then he's absolutely the one who did this. So in my opinion, you are not the jerk. This guy absolutely had to be banned. And in my opinion, I absolutely think you made the right choice. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. I'm worried that my boyfriend is disrespecting my friends and family by not being involved or introducing himself to them. And at this this point, I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. I'm a 24-year-old female, and I would say I'm a pretty late bloomer. I just never had the urge to date, and the only reason I joined any dating application was because all my friends were doing it. I managed to meet a wonderful guy, and we've been official for about 10 months now. I feel like I have a hard time navigating relationships since this is my first one. I occasionally struggle with my mental health and have some baggage due to my parents' messy relationship. My boyfriend is great, but I'm also his first girlfriend, so it does feel a bit like the blind leading the blind. My main issue is that while he is super understanding, patient, and caring towards me, he doesn't seem to have any urge to get to know my family or the important people in my life, nor has he made any significant effort to try and introduce or talk about his family or friends. At times, I feel like we're just friends. It seems like he hasn't really thought deeply about what exactly he wants in a partner, only that we have a good time when we hang out. My friends recently brought it to my attention that he's been a bit rude to some of them, and my dad has mentioned it as well. The first time he met my dad, it was when he and a couple of my girlfriends were over hanging out at my house. My dad dropped in to say hello, and while my girlfriends greeted my dad, he just sat there, not saying anything or really acknowledging my dad in any way. I'm from an immigrant family, so respecting your elders is kind of a big deal, but his family is very much American, so I get why there might be some kind of discontent. I didn't say anything at the time because my dad told me not to make a big deal out of it, even though he was also annoyed by the situation. My friends also pointed out to me that when I first introduced him to them at the party, he did not really introduce himself or shake their hands or anything, which I'm kind of embarrassed to say that I didn't really notice. In addition, I've invited him to a couple of events and meals with my friends, and he rarely has a word to say. Now, both of us are introverts, so I can understand how my group of very loud, extroverted people, who are mostly women, can be super intimidating. But when I first introduced him to everyone, he seemed like he was genuinely trying to make an effort to engage with them. The last couple of events, I brought him and he mostly just talked to me, or scrolled on his phone the rest of the time. But he seems to get along with all of the guy friends that occasionally show up, no problem. I've sensed that he is a bit uncomfortable at times, and I've tried to let him know, both in the moment and in general, that if he's not up for activities with everyone, we can split off and just do our own thing. But he's told me every time that he's fine with it, and I'm sort of left having to manage the awkward rift between him and my friends. I'm planning on talking to him about these things after my friends and I talk this weekend. They also recommended that I really take some time and process my emotions first, so I can figure out exactly what it is I'm upset with in our relationship. We've never really had a disagreement until now, and I don't even think he's picked up on the fact that I've been thinking about things. So I'm really trying to figure this situation out because right now I seriously don't know what to do. Honestly, it doesn't sound like your boyfriend's trying to be disrespectful in any kind of way. It really does sound like he's very introverted, and when he's around large groups of people, especially people that he doesn't know, he kind of shuts down and just kind of like stays to himself. Like, that doesn't seem like he's being very disrespectful at all, in my opinion. It also really seems like the only times he's had the chance to like meet your friends or family is when it's in like a large group of people, not even on like an individual basis. So if he really is just like super shy in social situations and he's like really awkward and like trying to figure this stuff out, it kind of makes sense as to why he would be standoffish. But in that same note, I can't understand for a second why you or your parents would be like, wow, he's really rude. Like, that just doesn't seem like the case in the slightest, in my opinion, and I'm pretty convinced that there's a lot more going on here than you're really aware of. So I don't know, maybe it's time to have a conversation with him and try and figure out what's going on, as well as how to like figure this situation out. Because I'm willing to bet that after 10 months, he's not trying to be rude to your friends or family. And if anything, he's probably just super awkward and shy, and he doesn't know how to open up to people that he doesn't know.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Am I the jerk for being completely and brutally honest with my father when I explained why I was moving away and how I didn't feel connected with him in the slightest? Here's what happened. So I am not that close to my dad anymore. I was until I was about 13, but that changed. He either only realized it now or only started to care now that I'm living a more independent life and he's not as involved as he wants to be. I was 8 when I lost my mom and we were as close as ever, but I needed him more. Then when I was 11, he remarried, and he became a stepdad to a girl who was 10 at the time. Now, this is where full honesty comes in. I was so jealous that my dad was trying to bond with her, and that he called her his daughter, and the both of us his girls right away. It made me feel less special. It made me feel like I didn't matter as much, because how could someone so new to him be equal to me after hardly any time? Every time he spent time with her, I felt sick. He still spent time with me, but after 6 or 7 months of marriage, he started to spend more time with his stepdaughter, and I hated it. I was both devastated and furious that she was getting my dad. I was 13 when my dad said to me that he preferred hanging out with her over me because they had similar interests. He said he couldn't spend enough time with his stepdaughter, and he was hoping I would hit the teenage phase of not wanting my parents around me that much. He didn't say this to me, but I heard him say it. His best friend was one of the people he did say it to, and he was like, "Dude, don't say that out loud." And my dad said that most parents probably feel that way. He said that it wasn't like he would ever tell that to my face. He then admitted that he also resented me for not wanting his wife the way her daughter wanted him. He wanted us to be the perfect little family, and we looked like a step family where the step is always used because I didn't really want his wife for stuff. Well, I gave him his wish, and over the years, he increased the amount of time he spent with his stepdaughter. They could do stuff together up to 4 times a week. That was until she was about 16 and wanted space. He was devastated by that, and that crushed me. So I decided that was all I needed to know and didn't even try to get closer to him. He later approached me about the question why after I moved in with my boyfriend and his dad helped us move our stuff. My dad said he expected to be called, and then he asked me why I had pulled away from him. So I told him everything, from the jealousy to what I heard him say, and I told him that I decided that I wasn't going to keep close like I had when he felt that way about me. Well, my dad was offended that I had ever been jealous. He told me it was disgusting to want to deny his stepdaughter the chance at a dad. He also told me that he should be allowed to have other interests in common with someone other than me. So I told him that he was, but I was also a kid who lost my mom and clung to my sole living parent. He then accused me of manipulating him by saying all that, so I told him he shouldn't have asked a question if he didn't want an honest answer. He then told me to get lost with that attitude and then said I should grow up. So honestly, am I the jerk in this situation? What should I do? I find it very ironic that your father dodged the question where he basically said he resented you and didn't want you around. Like, he literally just skated around all of that. He attacked all the other issues that you had with him. How you were jealous at your stepsister, how you were stuck feeling completely left out, and how he ignored you and focused on her. He went after all that other stuff, but he didn't deny the fact that he didn't want you around. And it's like, buddy, you completely missed the point. This guy failed as a father and literally is his own downfall when it comes to you leaving his life. Like, seriously, you were a child at the time. You just lost your mother. And then suddenly your dad's like, "Oh, we've got a new family, time to get going." Like, seriously, that is tragic. That is so unacceptable, it's not even funny. I can only imagine getting treated that way and then trying to figure out what you're gonna do next with your life. Like, seriously, this is all his fault. He did this to you. And if he can't understand that, then that's literally his problem. It's almost as if once he got remarried and got a new stepdaughter, he tried to make them the center of his world, instead of, I don't know, grieving with the loss of his wife, as well as the loss of a mother to his daughter. If he was a better father, he would have looked inward and done everything he could to make your life better. So no, I don't think you're the jerk at all. I think you made the right choice of getting away from him, and if you really do decide to go no contact with your dad, he will literally have no one else to blame except for himself. My girlfriend of 8 years was caught texting another guy, and after breaking up with her and cutting things off entirely, we decided to get back together again. But now I'm so paranoid that she might try that again that I'm seriously at a loss and I don't know what to do. So for a bit of backstory, me and my girlfriend have been together for 8 years on and off while I was away at university. Once I finished university, we reconnected properly and everything was great, or so I thought. One night I picked my girlfriend up after a night out and she was blackout drunk. I took her home, helped her get into bed, and that's when she immediately fell asleep. Well, her phone was in her coat that she'd left on the floor, and I removed it, ready to try and put it next to her. This is when I noticed that it was nonstop vibrating. Wondering who could possibly be messaging my girl at 2 in the morning, I did something I'm not really proud of, and I checked her phone. Well, it turns out it was a guy. Let's call him John. John is not his real name. And he was the one that was messaging her. I read back through the text messages, and I was horrified. It had been going on for weeks. Nothing outrageous was being said, but the letter X was typed over and over again after each message. They had discussed going to a cinema together, though I don't think it actually materialized, as well as a lot of winky emojis. I confronted her the next morning, to which she tried to claim he was just a friend. But you know what? I called BS, and I ended up breaking up with her. This lasted for a few months, where I briefly dated another girl before reconnecting with the current girl. She came to me and apologized for what she had done, saying that she was determined to change and that she was just insecure and fed off the attention but had no intention of ever meeting John. She started therapy and made a big effort to regain my trust, and eventually we ended up back together. She is no longer doing therapy, and things are mostly good with us. That being said, I still don't fully trust her, and in a way, I am paranoid. Anytime I see her with her phone and it's face down, or she's texting a long message, I immediately think the worst. On top of this, I saw a podcast talking about how women who cheat but are eventually forgiven never respect their partner afterwards, and it's only a matter of time before she does it again. So I am torn in this decision. My girlfriend really is a great person that I could see myself marrying, and yes, I get it. She made a mistake born out of her own insecurity, but she has made effort to change. However, I fear I cannot trust her fully after this, which could ruin our relationship down the line. So I'm honestly at such a loss, and I seriously don't know what to do. First of all, you're very brave in getting back together with a girl that basically tried to cheat on you. I don't care what anyone else might think about this, to be honest. The fact that she was messaging another guy and trying to like make plans or like lead in a direction that was like super sketchy, that in my opinion is an absolute deal breaker, and I would have like moved on and gone to somebody else. So the fact that you went back to her honestly blows my mind. Like seriously, why would you go back into a relationship with someone who you don't fully trust? Like you're already paranoid that she might be doing it again and going through one of her insecurity phases, which by the way, that's a massive cop-out and just complete BS in my opinion. She wanted to fool around with John, let's not get this confused for something that it isn't. And she used the excuse of, oh, I'm just insecure, as some kind of like get out of jail free card, just so she can try and have some way out of this awful behavior. And sure, she's going to therapy and she's making a lot of effort to regain your trust and all this other stuff. And frankly, I think that's fantastic. But personally, in my opinion, I think it's too little too late. And also, I've got to clarify here. I don't think this was a mistake. She knew what she was doing. She texted this guy with the intention of meeting up. And the only reason that didn't happen was because you confronted her and broke up with her. So personally, whatever you decide to do, I would just be very careful. And I would be very measured on if this is what you want to deal with for the rest of your relationship. My dad humiliated me at one of my favorite stores at the mall. And now I'm dreading having to go back after the way that he treated me. Here's what happened. So about a month ago, I went to one of mine and my sister's favorite stores in the mall with my cousin and her boyfriend and got two anime figures for my sister's birthday coming up that month. However, I missed the return limit on the receipt as I didn't plan to return it. That is, until I decided to get petty and return it after my sister started to be mean to me. Well, my dad drove me and we went to return it. However, because the day limits had passed, I couldn't get any of the money back. But my dad, who I always had a strange relationship with emotion-wise, advised me to walk around the store, and so I did. I came back, and not only did they return the figures, but they gave me $99 as a gift card to use up until January. I was happy, though I found out later I only got it because my dad went in deep detail to the cashiers about my autism and basically made it sound like I was an idiot. I always feel uncomfortable using my autism as some kind of like pity reward, and I even hate going through the process of getting a fast pass during an amusement park trip. Anyways, November is my time of the year to go out of my way and buy gifts for Christmas, and I decided to use that gift card to pay for gifts for my cousin and my sister, with my mom entrusting me to get some stocking stuffers as well. I was left alone as my dad wandered the store and actually found a cool item for my cousins. It was an anime figure from my sister's favorite anime. Pricing wasn't a huge thing for me since I had the card and store rewards. The item was $23 and the figure was about 6 $60. So added up, it would have been about $83 in total, which was fine. And so I headed up to the counter and was in the middle of paying for my products. The guy had just scanned the items, and I got the gift card out when my dad finally showed up. He stood right beside me and looked at what I was getting. He saw the price of the figure and absolutely lost it. He said that it's way too much money and said that I couldn't return this item, which wasn't my intention at all. I just returned the figurine last time was to not reward my sister's behavior towards me and so I could get my money back. He then started telling the cashier to remove it. I argued back at him that it was fine, I have enough, and I wasn't going to return it. We went back and forth with him getting louder this time and actually told the guy to remove the figurine and then apologize for my behavior. I just stood there wanting to crawl in a pit and disappear. The cashier looked at me with obvious pity and discomfort about the whole thing as he removed the figurine. I paid and my dad decided to show other gifts I can get my sister instead. He showed me this mini LED mushroom light. It's cute, but she doesn't have room for it. He then showed me a plushie of her Hogwarts house. And again, it's really cute, but we have dogs that will rip it to shreds and she wouldn't like that. He then showed me this anime rice bowl. And again, it was cute, but we don't have room for things like bowls and cups. We left right afterwards and I'm dreading returning to that store after today. I know I have to in order to get my sister something, but I really do hate going to a store in the mall a second time in the same month. And now with my dad treating me like an idiot in front of so many people over $80, I can easily pay with or without that gift card because I saved up so much. So honestly, this is all so embarrassing and I'm really not looking forward to going back to that store. Yeah, what your dad did was really inappropriate. That was so intrusive and honestly just completely uncalled for. The fact that he called you out in front of the store clerk and basically prevented you from buying something that you very clearly and obviously could have paid for is so highly inappropriate and it's just not fair. You can't just treat someone like that and expect it to be okay. But trust me when I say this, on a lighter note, you can know for certain that none of those store clerks are going to remember that scenario. When I work customer service, I ran into so many weird people, it's not even funny. But with most of them, if not all of them, I honestly don't remember the people's faces. Like, I could not spot them out of like a police lineup if I had to. Some of the situations I absolutely could, especially when you're treated like garbage. But in this scenario, it seems like your dad was just being a massive jerk, and he really embarrassed you in a way that was so inappropriate. So hopefully you can remember that when you go back to the store, because I guarantee that those cashiers are not going to care about what happened previously in the slightest. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.